welcome into the coverage of the best stories. Maybe some people think these are the most important stories of the day. Let's see if you agree at 888-302-3684. I'm Doug Steffen along with Ken Kessler. An overview of what's going on conversationally around the country in the past 24 hours. Certainly the Rutgers coach continues, especially on sports talk radio, to be a big focus. And then the death of Annette Funicello and Margaret Thatcher, both are things that people are thinking about, the fairness doctrine, some of the things that maybe we'll plan on talking about during this hour, Doug Steffen Good Day program, starting out with, I think maybe we need a break from North Korea, a break from gun control. And so we focus on the basketball tournament, which wrapped up last night. Louisville defeated Michigan 82-76. Even though this brings the men's college basketball season to a close, the story at Rutgers, new, not over yet. The videos that focused on what the coach, Mike Rice, was doing that surfaced big time last week. He verbally abuses and assaults basketball players. Because of that, he was fired. Or was it because of the public outcry? I'm not sure it was because of that. I think it was the public outcry because all the people that ran Rutgers knew what this guy was doing. The school's athletic director has resigned. He's the one who saw the video. The president of the school knew what was going on months and months and months ago. So, anyway, a couple of heads had to roll. Here's Gio Benitez reporting on the latest twist in the scandal as the person who released the videos to ESPN is now being investigated by the FBI for extortion.
A new twist involving the video that sent shockwaves across the country. The whistleblower who released this video of Rutgers basketball coach Mike Rice berating players is now possibly under investigation for extortion. The coach fired after the video ran on ESPN. The athletic director who first saw the video last year resigned. Now ABC News has learned an FBI agent was on the school's campus looking at claims that former Rutgers employee Eric Murdoch tried to extort the university before releasing the video, reportedly demanding $950,000 from the university to settle employment issues, or he'd file a lawsuit. Attorney Roy Black says, if true, this could be considered blackmail.
You're either going to pay me or settle my demand, or you're going to suffer the consequences.
Murdoch sued Rutgers.
Efforts to get Rutgers to address their problems were ignored for months. Instead, I was removed from my position. That is wrong. And that is why I filed a lawsuit.
Of course, he lost all his leverage once he released the tape because nobody is ever going to settle the lawsuit now because all the damage has already been done.
We've reached out to Rutgers, the FBI, and Murdoch. Nobody is commenting on the extortion allegations. And the university's president will speak at a town hall meeting. He may have to explain why he didn't watch the video until last week, even though he knew about it 4 months ago.
All right, so what's the hoopla there? Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. Rutgers will pay the former AD Tim, is it Pernetti? I think that's his name, isn't it, Kenny? Tim Pernetti. He's going to get $1.1 million in the wake of the scandal. His resignation trips a part of his contract. Looking at terms of the separation package, through the Open Records Act in New Jersey. The terms have remained confidential, but in here, there, and everywhere terms, you know, there are those nasty little things called leaks. This guy's annual salary was $453,000, and he also gets a lump sum. He's gotten, if terminated 18 months of salary, that's $679,000, and that's all payable next month. Rutgers will also provide health and pension benefits to Mr. Pernetti through October of 2015. We'll continue paying an automobile stipend through June of next year. The agreement states that he will get $50,000 in bonuses based on the school's athletic, academic, and financial success through June of next year. They agreed to to avoid having any claims. They don't say anything bad about each other, and so that situation. I'm looking at some of the things and listening and remembering. You blanking fairy, you're a blanking blanket. The player development director provided the video. That's the guy that we're talking about here. Or is it? Was the player development? I'm trying to remember back to what the report said, Kenny. Was the player development director was the fellow that they're investigating for extortion?
I'm not sure what his title was. I know he was someone, and he claims that he was trying to alert the university to what was going on and that they removed him from his position.
Ah!
They say that's not the case, but...
They say.
Right.
They say. So what's the board of directors or board of governors, whatever, member of the board... Mark Hirschhorn said he did not recommend Rice's immediate termination after seeing the video. Hirschhorn was extremely disappointed about the university's decision to suspend Rice rather than fire him and expressed his disappointment in a very passionate manner. Hirschhorn serves as chairman of the board's committee on intercollegiate athletics. Uh-huh. All right, so lots of culpability here. And maybe that's not the end of the story, but it is for now, because we're going on to the jobs report. That's up next year on Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-463-9184. That's 1-800-463-9184. Call now. 1-800-463-9184.
Ladies, when was the last time you found it easy to lose weight? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance begins. And until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Thank goodness today we have Ambrin. Ambrin promotes hormonal balance naturally. It's clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40 with no big lifestyle changes required.
I thought I was somehow not trying hard enough to lose weight. Turns out it was my hormones. I started with Ambrin, and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy, and I feel fantastic.
Ambrin relieves other symptoms of menopause, too, like hot flashes, fatigue, sleeplessness, and many more. The first 50 callers right now can get a complimentary, risk-free trial of Ambrin with a 30-day supply free. Now, free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers now at 1-800-893-9155. That's 1-800-893-9155. 1-800-893-9155.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Dex Stephan Good Day Program, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com, and Pinterest and We have some pictures that are floating around on Pinterest. We never much talk about that, Kenny. But there's some good, pretty interesting things that you can find. How do you find our Pinterest account? Now that I asked that question, I'm not sure I know the answer myself.
You can find it on the website, the DougStephan.com website.
Ah, right.
If you just scroll down on the right-hand side, you'll see Follow Me on Pinterest, and you can just click that. If you're just looking for it, it's Pinterest.com/GoodDayShow.
The jobs report for the past three months, the numbers released. A lot of people worried. I don't know. This is more of the same old. After 4 years of this, why is anybody surprised, especially looking around at the way the government is sticking its nose in everybody's business? Here's Talko's Bob Montgomery with correspondent Richard Davies about the disappointing job numbers that are out.
Last week, we saw a little bit of a concern for some folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, at least early on, did not like it. Ultimately, ended up kind of settling out for the day. These unemployment numbers that came out Friday, the big expectation was we would see maybe a couple of 100,000 jobs created, not even half that. The question today is, was that just a blip in the radar, or is this a sign, perhaps, of a little trouble? What do you think?
Those Friday jobs numbers were pretty brutal. If you go down the list, there's very little to cheer about. Only 88,000 new jobs created. That's less than half of the number in the previous 3 months. And then the other thing, which is a real worry, is, you know, we're supposed to be several years into at least a recovery or even a weak recovery, but still a recovery. And we're seeing the overall number of people in the workforce declining. And indeed, this is a trend that goes back more than a decade. So what's going on here? Why are so many people leaving the workforce? And there are all kinds of potential explanations. But I got to tell you, there's no real reason for this in terms of, you know, the normal things that you might think of. For instance, baby boomers retiring or the economy being incredibly weak. It really is a concern, and it may show an overall structural change in the workforce, with companies changing their policies on who to hire and for how long.
It's amazing to think that 500,000 people leave, and as you mentioned, it can't all be retirements. Where are these folks going?
Well, a lot of them are giving up on the workforce. Other people are going back to school. Some people are retiring, indeed, because of the baby boomers. But it's a mystery as to exactly why that's happening. And it may simply be that the whole structure of the workforce is changing. And in the future, and this is not good news, it's going to be harder for a lot of people to find work than it even is today.
Is it also going to be more difficult for some of those folks who had perhaps higher-level jobs to find an equal job or better?
Well, that's been a problem for a while now. It depends what field you're in. I mean, if you're in information technology or healthcare or financial consulting, times are pretty good. It's not that hard for you to find a job. If you're highly skilled in manufacturing, same thing. But if you don't have very specific skills that are in demand, there's no doubt it's harder to find a middle-class job today than it was 20, 30 years ago.
And that's because the middle-class jobs, which often are from small and entrepreneurial sorts of businesses, are being wiped out by government interference and intrusion into how people conduct their businesses. The government goon squads that are going around now to restaurants and farms that are basically coming in saying, fix that or we'll fine you $2,000. It's sort of a replay of the old OSHA days. So you have more than one reason for being... If we're looking at these numbers saying, okay, what do you expect? Coming up, the report on waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse here on Good Day.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Get back to what's going on conversationally around the country. Anything to report, Kenny, that is just sort of random from our Facebook and Twitter accounts? Sometimes we have things that are posted up there that get people cranked, and so I always want to pass that along so everybody has a chance to get into trouble here. We're an equal opportunity troublemaker.
So far, Rich and Jay both like the idea that we're giving North Korea and gun control the day off.
Really? Good for them. Mm-hmm. All right, so I never get, if I'm able to get in a shot at Monsanto or some of the other folks who are involved in genetically modified food, I'm happy to take the opportunity. In one of the programs we monitor, hosted by Garland Robinette, who had a segment on his program yesterday talking to science journalist Emily Anthes, there is a good deal of conversation about GMO and genetically modified seed and genetically engineered fish and all that other stuff. So here's the conversation from his program.
Talk to me about modified foods. Are there a lot of our foods modified?
Not particularly, at least if we're talking about GM and GMOs. There are some crops that have been out there for a few decades. I focus more on animal foods, and that's really just getting started. So the salmon that's being reviewed by the FDA right now, if it were approved, it would be the first GM animal to officially enter the food supply. So it's really a test case. There's also some talk about cloned foods, and there are some cloned cows out there in the U.S., but they're not in the food supply right now. The FDA has a voluntary moratorium on them. So it's sort of early days for these technologies.
Why the feels like or seems like worldwide concern if it's not that many vegetables, not that many food sources that are being genetically modified?
Well, there are more crops out there than animals right now, but I think the concern, you know, comes from a couple of places. First of all, I think people see correctly that this is a growth area and that maybe there aren't a ton of GM animals out there right now, but certainly it's something that companies and researchers are exploring, and there could be more in the future. But, you know, I think when we use technology to modify genomes, that's unsettling to a lot of people. It seems unnatural. It seems like we're opening maybe Pandora's box and that we might be unleashing forces beyond our control. I understand the concern. It's a whole new power that we have over animals and animal bodies and our food. And so I think people are worried about what it means.
I read things like this out of an England academic institution. It says most of the corn and soybeans grown in the United States have been genetically modified. That means the alterations make soybeans resistant to herbicides used in weed control and causes the corn to produce its own insecticide.
when I look at this, it seems like it's a pretty big problem already. But then again, I read other things, and it suggests it's not so. But if we're putting this in corn and soybeans, that's a pretty pervasive basic product for a lot of other products. Should we be concerned? Is there regulation? Does anybody know what this is doing?
Yeah, I mean, those are a couple of different questions. But, you know, these GM crops in particular remain very controversial, and people are concerned. One of the things you hear a lot is that they're unproven and untested, but that's just not true. There is now several decades worth of peer-reviewed studies, peer-reviewed research on, and here I'm talking about GM crops, which have been around longer than GM animals, and again, scientists fail to turn up risk to human health with these crops. And these aren't just scientists that are employed by the companies that are making them. These are independent scientists. And, you know, you never know what might happen 100 years down the line. When people say that there are things we may not know or may discover later, that's true. But so far, there's no evidence that we need to be worried, at least about human health.
Sorry, don't buy that one. Okay, up next, the passing of Margaret Thatcher, Annette Funicello, and Roger Ebert.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. In the wake of scandals rocking the Catholic Church, Pulitzer Prize-winning author Michael D'Antonio has just written Mortal Sins.
In Mortal Sins, I describe a revolution that's taking place in Catholicism that's quite similar to the Arab Spring. Now, for the first time, with global communications technology that makes it possible for people everywhere to know everything all at the same time, instead of having a monopoly on information, which the Vatican once enjoyed, it's actually at a disadvantage often. So if somebody discovers a document in Los Angeles that implicates a parish and a diocese in Rome, they can communicate instantly with attorneys and activists across the globe. And the puzzle that was once impossible to put together can now be assembled thanks to, believe it or not, the internet. And it's the same fuel or the same technology that facilitated the Arab Spring. So again, you have in this uprising against an authoritarian church, a democratic movement that is seeking the dignity of the individual against a hierarchy that has been authoritarian and accustomed to total control for more than 1,000 years. It's a truly shocking development and a new day for people everywhere.
Michael D'Antonio, author of Mortal Sins, Sex, Crime, and the Era of Catholic Scandal. There's more on
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom design cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, which is sort of unique in that we have collective wisdom from lots of different reports on radio programs. Who's talking about what? Time to say goodbye to Margaret Thatcher, Annette Funicello, and Roger Ebert. It seems they come in threes. We start with former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, came to be known as the Iron Lady for her uncompromising leadership around at the same time as Ronald Reagan. She led Britain from 1979 to 1990, First Lady, actually the only woman to hold that job, longest-serving Prime Minister since World War II. She didn't just lead the country, she saved our country, said the current British Prime Minister David Cameron. Margaret Thatcher took a country that was on its knees, made Britain stand tall again. So let's, the movie Iron Lady that Meryl Streep starred in supposedly did pretty well in terms of actually capturing what she was all about. Remember that she won an Oscar for that role. Here are our hosts, Mike Slater and Dinah Smith, talking about the passing of Ms. Thatcher.
Margaret Thatcher passed away. Longest serving British Prime Minister from 79 to 90. I want to play a little Margaret Thatcher here. No better way to start off the morning. Here she is in 1990. This is her last speech in the House of Commons. And there's a couple things here. First of all, we can appreciate how amazing she is and her just conviction and confidence when she stands up for free markets and free people. But also, how much fun the House of Commons is. Talk about yearning. I wish our House of Congress operated more like House of Commons. We're so boring compared to the House of Commons. So here's a little bit of Margaret Thatcher at her best.
I give way to the Honourable Gentleman.
There is no doubt that the Prime Minister has in many ways achieved substantial success. There is one statistic that I understand is not, however, challenging, and that is that over her 11 years, the gap between the richest 10% and the poorest 10% in this country has widened substantially. How can she say at the end of her chapter of British politics that she can justify many people in a constituency such as mine being relatively much poorer, much less well-housed, and much less well-provided than it was in 1979? Surely she accepts that is not a record that she or any Prime Minister can be proud of. She's going to lower the boom right here.
All levels of income are better off than they were in 1979. But what the Honourable Member is saying is that he would rather the poor were poorer, provided the rich were less rich. That way you will never create the wealth for better social services that we have. And What a policy! Yes, he would rather have the poor poorer, provided the rich were less rich. That is a liberal policy. Yes, it came out. He didn't intend it to, but he did.
I don't want to turn this too political, but I don't understand why people make such a big deal of Hillary Clinton possibly becoming the first woman president. Oh, she'll be breaking such glass ceilings for women everywhere.
Yeah, in the U.S.
Margaret
Thatcher happened in the U.K.
Margaret Thatcher was prime minister 34 years ago. Okay, the ceilings broke.
So the correct English is the ceiling is broken. But wasn't that entertaining, listening to her go after that guy? That was pretty cool, actually. 888-302-3684. It's Tuesday, April 9th. Mickey Mouse Club star Annette Funicello died yesterday at the age of 70. Her family says she died in Bakersfield. She'd been in a coma because of her MS. She had that for a long time. She started her career at the age of 12 as perhaps, for me, thinking back because I'm from that era, the most famous of all the Mouseketeers on the Mickey Mouse Club. She also was in a lot of Disney movies, The Shaggy Dog, Babes in Toyland. She sang with Frankie Avalon and a lot of songs and was in a bunch of beach movies with him. When she was 50, she was revealed as having been diagnosed with MS. Here is Brian Williams and Ann Thompson talking about more of her life and legacy.
Frankie Avalon put out a statement today saying, quote, "We have lost one of America's sweethearts for generations upon generations." He was talking about Annette Funicello. Just the mention of her name conjures a sweeter era, one of genuine innocence and what the generation before ours called good, clean fun. Annette Funicello died after a long and brave struggle with MS. She was 70 years old. NBC's Ann Thompson has a look back.
As television came of age, so did Annette Funicello. America first fell in love with the talented teenager in 1955 on the Mickey Mouse Club.
The Mouseketeers, we want to say hello.
So popular, she had her own series within the series. She transitioned to movies, first for Disney.
Smiling eyes, golden hair.
But it was on the beach where Funicello stole America's heart again in the 1960s. Her wholesome image acquiring a glamorous sheen in a series of films with Frankie Avalon.
Just like you told me.
In the era of the bikini, Funicello was always more modest at the request of Walt Disney.
I wore a two-piece sometimes, but always covering the navel, and that's the running gag, Annette has none.
She never forgot what made her famous.
I owe everything to those ears.
She married twice and had three children, who joined her in a peanut butter commercial.
Hey, are you guys going to be here tomorrow?
In 1987, shooting this reunion movie with Avalon, she first felt the symptoms of multiple sclerosis. 5 years later, having trouble walking and fearing some would think she was drunk, Funicello went public with her diagnosis.
You know, people think nothing bad ever happens to me. But I'm no better, I'm no worse than anyone. I'm one of them.
MS would steal her ability to speak, to walk, and lead to her death at 70. Annette Funicello, always America's sweetheart.
So that's kind of sad, actually. I don't mind saying. When you grow up, in an era where something, I think this may be post-war stuff, but anything else, it may be influenced, I'm talking like Yoda now, we're influenced by that which didn't exist before the Second World War, television, the sort of electronic media that we have grown up with, and so that image is starkly real in our mind and our memories. Also, the passing of Roger Ebert has been on a lot of people's minds, certainly the last 3 or 4 days on radio and television programs he's been discussed. Here's an excerpt from yesterday's View, where the ladies talk about Roger Ebert.
Roger Ebert passed, of Siskel and Ebert, and
I was fortunate because one of the best reviews I got in any of my movies came from Roger. I can't even remember. There's too many. But I remember it was one of the best because it was a surprise to me. Because critics and I never got along, but those, the two of them, and particularly Roger, was quite good. And I know that.
Oh, yeah, he's from Chicago. That's my whole town. But my family used to live for Siskel and Ebert.
Right.
And what they said, because they had the best discussions on a film. And if you can remember, sometimes they wouldn't agree, and Siskel would look at Ebert like, what? And it was just,
you learned from that, and that's what you do now on The View, right?
Yeah.
But it was, thank you, Roger.
Truly, we both of them have opinions.
And smart, you know, maybe, you know, people thought, oh, well, maybe they're too intellectual for me, and then they'd watch and realize that it was all right. It was for them.
Yeah,
it was the people.
Roger
Thumbs
Ebert.
Up.
Yeah.
Yes. Godspeed, my friend. Godspeed.
All right, so three down, and that'll probably put the kibbutz to the worry about, okay, is there somebody else that's next? Isn't it funny how that happens? Three in a row often. Margaret Thatcher, Annette Funicello, and Roger Ebert. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program at 18 before the hour.
If you're lost in a
home,
or you're
it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again. HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With...
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad, you only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon, it's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, yeah.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
If you love movies where American GIs are wearing the white hats, there's a fantastic event taking place in the Washington, D.C. area this May. The GI Film Festival is the nation's only military film festival. The mission is to honor the troops through film, and no matter what kind of movie you like to watch, you'll find it there. You can also meet real military heroes, attend first-class parties, and walk the red carpet with patriotic Hollywood stars. The festival runs May 6th through 12th. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for more details. GIFilmFestival.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I'm no good at math. I hate math.
I've always considered myself a good mother, but when it came to my son Billy's math, I was at a loss. It wasn't that he didn't try, but he kept falling further behind and losing confidence. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. You can order any subject from arithmetic to fractions, percents, algebra, even calculus. Concepts are simplified in an entertaining way, so students enjoy learning at their own pace, in the convenience of home. It's as easy as watching TV. Best of all, it's affordable for everyone. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now for a 30-day risk-free trial. 866-568-MATH. Now that school is in full swing, it's important for your child to keep up with the fast-moving classroom pace. With Math Made Easy, your child will always be prepared and one step ahead. Call now, 866-568-MATH. That's 866-568-6284.
As many of you know who listen to me with regularity, I'm big on dumping on the government. So from the stupid government department, I have three different things today for you to consider. Here's the story from New York City, where a man was hit by an unmarked police car. A man was hit. The police car crashed into his car. He did not crash into the police car. The police car crashed into him a month or so ago. So, therefore, it was not his fault. However, the city of New York has been nice enough to send him a $1,200 bill for damages to the car that hit him. Stupid, stupid, stupid. Okay, next item in the triple play here. A discussion, once again, on the fairness doctrine. However, the folks in politics and government are happy to camouflage the discussion because they all know when you talk about the fairness doctrine, the conversation goes no place because it's all about freedom of speech. Here's talk host Jimmy Barrett with former NBC executive Corey Dunham, and they talk this time about the new name for the fairness doctrine. It's called the Localism, Balance, and Diversity Doctrine. Doesn't that sound like the current administration? The Localism, Balance, and Diversity Doctrine. Listen.
What is the Localism, Balance, and Diversity Doctrine all about, Corey?
Well, as usual, some proposal to regulate news in any country will have a very attractive name, like the Fairness Doctrine did. This localism is the same thing, really, as the old Fairness Doctrine. And what it does is it would give the FCC and local board at each station, radio and television, all across the country, the power to affect the broadcast of local news. They could revise it, require it to be of a certain character or a certain slant that the government wanted. And in that sense, it's a very dangerous proposal.
Where would these boards come from, these local boards?
Isn't too clear. The proposal is that they would be appointed, and particularly by name, the president who now appoints the commission people of the FCC, or perhaps some local political figure. It isn't clear, but it wouldn't be an election. It would be appointed by the government, and that board would oversee television news, local television news, to make sure it complied with government requirements.
I would assume they would also be in charge of local radio news.
That's correct.
Can see a situation where you might come in, depending upon who is in charge of the government at that particular point in time, and say, okay, well, let's go within the city here to go, because they're licensed to the city of Richmond, let's go within the city here and handpick these people to be on this board. They could come in and take a look at a relatively conservative radio station like this one and say, yeah, we really don't think you should carry Rush Limbaugh.
I think many have suggested that really is the purpose behind this big, massive new regulatory system. They just want to stop, for example, local news would be preferred over all other, and you really couldn't run a syndicated news show. And radio, obviously, many radio stations can't afford to mount their own radio show, but have to use syndicated material.
Ah, wouldn't that be sweet, huh? That sounds like a brilliant government idea. You don't think we're headed toward socialism another few years of what's going on now? Controlling the news content. There you go. That's freedom of speech, huh? Probably wouldn't pass muster at the FCC, but why do we even go there? It tells you what the true intent is of those who are in charge. Okay, so here's the most damning information of the day when it comes to stupid government. There's a report today about redundancy in the federal government. The amount of money in waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, according to congressional auditors, is in the hundreds of billions of dollars. The White House says the president recognizes the problem and will be proposing eliminating redundant programs in the budget plan he releases tomorrow. There were 31 areas of duplicated spending spelled out in this special report. Government agencies spending billions on new mapping data, for example, without checking with other agencies to find out whether they're doing it. Just one example of dozens of how you're getting screwed by the federal and state and local governments.
Your
freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now 53 after the hour, continuing the conversation here this hour of the Good Day program, which is sort of an assemblage of lots of information and conversations, things you may or may not have known much about. The discussion about Beyonce and Jay-Z taking a vacation to Cuba has been well publicized. Isn't this against the law, is what a lot of people are asking, including Taco's Chuck Powell and Carrie Dozier.
Jay-Z and Beyonce went to Cuba, and they've caused this stir because they're celebrities. They have a lot of money. They pretty much broke every rule that we have in place. It is illegal to go and vacation in Cuba without permission from your government. And they didn't go through the proper measures, or at least that's what the outcry is all about. And it is illegal. You cannot spend any money on Cuban soil because of an embargo that has been placed, that has been in place for 50 years. Now, during George Bush's administration, you couldn't go at all. And yet, I knew some people that snuck in.
Mm-hmm.
Barack Obama has made it possible for you to go, but you have to apply for a license.
Mm-hmm.
So it was so confusing to me that we ended up calling up Paul Seifert with Terra Travel so he could explain, how do you get to Cuba?
Yeah. Well, you have to have special permission from the U.S. government in order to be able to do that. There are certain licenses that certain tour operators have applied for and usually get in a one-year increments, and then they have to reapply. So it's very restrictive. You have to go for cultural or educational purposes. It can't be just, I want to go lay on the beach.
Now, what I would correct is you have to sign up for cultural or educational purposes.
You don't actually have to receive any culture.
But once you get there, you can go lay on the beach.
Right. which I think they did.
Well, I don't think that they went through the steps at all. Our celebrities.
Well, I just Googled this, and New York Daily News, which, as we know, is a very reliable news source, says, and this is within the last half hour, is that Beyonce and Jay-Z did have permission by the U.S. Treasury Department, so they did go through some official channels. And for those of you who are going to point this out to me, yes, I know Beyonce sang the national anthem at Obama's inauguration. I, too, made that connection.
Think they had a special deal? Of course they did. Come on. So that story and the controversy explained in detail, if you want to follow it, the story is there at DougStefan.com in the What's New department. Yeah, this is not new because this conversation has been going on for 4 or 5 days since the end of last week. A lot of people on the radio are talking about the federal judge that struck down the age requirement for young women taking the morning after pill. Here's an example of that with talk host Sandy Beach.
A federal judge says, here's the deal. Any female at any age can get the morning after pill without a prescription. Any of them. You could have a 10-year-old daughter. I hope you don't. You could have a 10-year-old daughter, and she can get the morning after pill without a prescription. I mean, that's what it is, according to the latest court ruling. That I find to be outrageous. Here's a story, an AP story by Larry Neumeister. In a scathing rebuke, this is one of the few times, by the way, that I will actually stand shoulder to shoulder with the Obama administration. I mean, that's rare. We don't have tape recorders anymore, but DVR, do something, get it down digitally, because that doesn't happen very often with me and him. In a scathing rebuke accusing the Obama administration of letting election year politics trump science, a federal judge ruled Friday that women of any age should be able to buy. See, you'll notice the story says women of any age. I said in my question, females of any age, okay? Because I don't consider a 10-year-old girl a woman. I don't consider an 11-year-old girl a woman. I don't consider a 12-year-old girl a woman. They're girls, okay? In fact, they're children, some of them. All right? The federal judge ruled Friday that women of any age should be able to buy emergency contraception without a doctor's prescription. Today, women can do that only if they prove at the pharmacy that they're 17 or older. Everyone else must see a doctor first. I want you to think about this. This is a national federal ruling. In New York State, you have to be a certain age to get a tattoo. You have to be a certain age to get a tan at a tanning parlor. But yet, if this ruling stands, I don't know if it's going to go to the Supreme Court or not, but if this ruling stands, you couldn't get the tattoo, you couldn't get the tan without permission, but you could get the morning after pill. Does that sound upside down to you?
Yep. Sure does. A lot of things sound upside down. That's one of them. But there are a lot of good things that are going on in the world. We touched on.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.